Welcome back, day 11 out of 21 for this journaling challenge, how to reframe your inner critic. We're almost halfway through. Thank you for showing up today. I hope you enjoyed the prompt yesterday. So we had how to react when people give you a compliment, and why is that? I find that really interesting that, you know, it's not as easy as say, oh yeah, thank you, take it and move on. And again, it's always interesting because do you pay attention to the compliments? Do you focus only on negative feedbacks, like stuff that hurts you, or even if it's constructive feedback, it's really like, ooh. So do you enjoy those compliments? Do you believe in them? So for me, I just realized, yeah, I always say thank you, but I feel like I have to give a compliment back. So, oh, they gave me a compliment, so I have to give them a compliment now, right now, you know. Or just like, you know, if someone gives you a gift, I'm like, well, here, I need to give you a gift in exchange, right? So straight away, I'm finding a compliment for someone else. I think you will find that all your answers start to link a little bit one to another. So again, to have a better understanding of your inner critic. So for me, I realized, I'm like, yeah, it's normal. I worked so hard doing this that it's normal that I have compliments. So I just disregard them, you know. Not that I take them for granted, but I'm just like, yeah, I work so hard, I deserve some compliments, so it's meant to happen. But at the same time, I'm always like, oh, but you know, I'm still working on it. It's a work in progress, or maybe it's a finished project. And I'm like, well, now I'm working on this. So I'm always like, I'm still working, it's not over, I'm still doing something. So it feels like I can never pause. I can never pause to be like, oh, thank you, I appreciate it. And don't say anything else. And let me know in the comments if it's the same for you. You know, do you manage to just taking it, enjoy it as it is, be grateful for it, believe in it, and just don't do anything else? I think we tend to be like, oh, they don't really mean it. You know, they're just being nice, especially if it's, you know, your loved ones or your friends. And like, how do you react to it? So I really love that prompt. I loved you enjoy it as well. So now we're going to move on to criticism. So it's still this topic of this week, right? Getting to know your inner critic, where is that coming from, and have some clarity at what's hurting you, like in the past, what happened. So for this, for today, I just want you to think of the worst criticism you ever received. So who was it? What did they say? When was that? And why does it still matter to you? So like, when you ask yourself that question, what's the worst criticism you ever received? What comes to your mind, and why does it still matter to this day? Or maybe it doesn't matter anymore, but you still recognize it's the worst thing you ever heard before. And it can be linked to your creativity. It can be something else completely. But I just want you to have that reflection on, what do you think is the worst criticism you ever received? So who, what, when, how, where, why does it still matter? Just before we start with our journaling prompt today, I just want to remind you that, you know, sometimes journaling prompts are a bit yucky, but we need to do that work to really understand what's going on in our mind. And I want to find out what you remember consciously, because there's always then a link deep down rooted in your subconscious. So we're doing conscious work here, and then you can always hire a coach to help you work out on your subconscious. But what I want to say before we start, that this is just something that happened in the past, and it's, you are loved, you are a beautiful person, and no matter what happened in the past, I just want you to know that if you're here today, I mean, we're day 11 and you're still showing up today, so clearly you are a dedicated artist, and yes, you're an artist, yes, you're creative, and you're really dedicated to reframe your inner critic. And so I just want to really share genuinely. I'm giving you a compliment here, so let's see let's see how you take it. Check your notes from yesterday. But you're genuinely a beautiful person, and I just want to you to remind yourself like how much you're loved and how amazing you are with all your qualities there. And we dig more into your qualities and all that very soon, don't worry. But when I was still doing that, yeah, keep it to really understand where your inner critic comes from. So I hope you still enjoyed this journaling prompt today. If it's really uncomfortable, I don't want you to feel forced, you have to do it. Obviously, it would be very good if you can do it. If you can't, that's fine. You know, you can still practice on, you know, what we've been through so far. Maybe you want to dig deeper on one question. But yeah, let's get started. And again, it's just clarity, guys, observing, collecting data. Let's do this. did that go for you? It's interesting, isn't it, with journaling prompts? Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not. Maybe you blocked and you couldn't remember anything, which is great. Maybe you brought some emotional memories. I know it just did for me now. And so if that happened, I just want to remind you that that was in the past. If you're still attached to that criticism, I'm really glad you went through that journaling prompt today to just observe what was that memory, what was that criticism. And again, just by putting it out there on paper, you can just start seeing it for what it is and detach yourself from it. And I just want to remind you as well that everyone's opinion is unique, and it's not, even if it's someone that you really admire, it's just one human being amongst other. Like, it's not one opinion is worth more than another. So that's just, I hope that you enjoy yourself today, even though it might have been be yucky, but you can start being a bit more at peace with what's going on and what's going on in your head, because clearly that criticism, if it still has an impact on you today, if you still feel a little bit upset about it, your inner critic is feeding on that. Like, well, that person told me that in the past. So then your inner critic is putting that pressure on you because of that event there. So I'll share a little bit about my answer tomorrow, but well done for showing up today. Well done for doing this. And well done to be here and reframe your inner critic. See you tomorrow.